from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel program. Yes, it's a word of welcome to our regular listeners and a special word of welcome to any new listeners who have joined us. I hope that you'll become regular listeners to our Let the Bible Speak program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Welcome to our program. It's nice of you to join with us. The testimony of Dick Kew from Turles in County Tipperary is our featured testimony. Dick tells us how he was first challenged by the gospel. Here's Dick Kew.
I remember well one evening in November 1975, when my cousin and I were on our way to a local pub to a ballad session to hear the music. What I did not know at that time was that while I was on my way to the pub, God was about to intervene in my life. Even when I didn't realize it, help was already on the way. Sometime previously, God had saved a good friend of mine. God had burdened him to pray for me. Not only that, but on a particular day, God had burdened this young man to get on a train and travel 40 miles from where he lived to visit me and to share with me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So while I did not know anything about it, the help that I needed was already on the way. This man was on his way to meet me with a message of salvation while I was on my way to the pub. I remember well when I met him on the street, and he told me that something wonderful had happened to him. He began to explain to me that God had revealed himself to him through the scriptures. God had shown him that Christ had died on the cross for him as an individual. This young man opened his Bible there and then, on the street, and I began to read of the love of God for a sinner like me. I read that God so loved the world, and so loved me, that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all the way to Calvary, all the way to the cross, to become my substitute, my sin bearer, to suffer and to die there in my place, to pay in full the penalty for the guilt of my sin. In fact, when he was upon that cross being punished, it was not for his own sin, for he had never sinned, but it was from my sin that he suffered.
We're turning now to Matthew chapter 6. We have been thinking for a little while on that very practical petition in verse 11, Give us this day our daily bread. Let's move on now to the verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. There's a very important word here at the beginning of this verse, and I don't want you to miss it. It is the word and. How important is that word? Here we have the link that is forged by God. Give us our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is a link which we mustn't break. Yes, your body has needs, but never forget that so also has your soul. Bread without pardon. This world's provisions without forgiveness of sins profits us very little indeed. A condemned man sitting in his cell awaiting the death sentence is fed, is warm, is clothed, but what are these things while he remains under the sentence of death? My dear friend, if you are not saved, you are under sentence of death. Listen to what God's word says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And then in Romans 6 and 23 we read, "And the wages of sin is death." A death sentence has been pronounced against you. You will face that sentence one day if you do not obtain God's pardon. It was for this purpose that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, to obtain forgiveness for sinners, to purchase a pardon for sinners. That's why Jesus came. Oh, how foolish are those who would speak of Christ coming to set us an example. He does indeed present to us how the Word of God ought to be obeyed. But if that was all his coming entailed, then we would be of all men most miserable. There is no hope for me, a poor dead sinner, in beholding the pattern of perfection in Christ. No, he didn't come merely to be an example. He had to come and do something else if I was to be saved. I need him to purchase for me everlasting life. I need him to come and pay the price of my redemption. I need him to take my place and suffer for me. That's the only way that I can be saved. And it was for that purpose Christ came into the world. It was to die on Calvary that Jesus Christ came. Listen to those lovely words in John's Gospel, chapter 3, in the verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, I tell you, it is no use to have food for the body while that body is condemned under sin. We need God's salvation. That's why the Savior here teaches us that when we pray for the body, don't forget the soul. When we ask anything of God, I'm sure it's proper that we remember our sins. That's another reason why these two matters are linked. When I ask God for bread, I should also remember that I am a sinner before him. I deserve nothing from God. I am a rebel against God. How unseemly then it would be for me to ask a favor from God. And yet such is the love of God, such is the grace of God, that poor, undeserving men and women may obtain their daily bread from him. That's why we have this "and" here. God would remind us that even as we ask his favor, we are unworthy. Jacob said, it's recorded for us in Genesis chapter 32 and the verse 10, "I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies which thou hast showed unto thy servant." Not one of the mercies, the least of the mercies that God provides me with and which I richly enjoy, am I worthy of, because I'm a sinner. And the Savior links these two petitions together with this little word "and," just to remind us of that. Again, sin is an obstacle to us obtaining God's favor. If I am to enjoy God's daily provisions, God's bounty, God's blessing, the question of sin must be dealt with. I cannot expect God to give until the question of my sin is fully dealt with. Let me tell you just what an obstacle sin is between us and God. In Isaiah, the chapter 59, and the verse 2, we read these words, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Our sins can hide God's face from us. We need to be forgiven. How carelessly, how foolishly men and women live, thinking that they have a right to call on God. They have some magical means of getting from God just whatever they wish, irrespective of forgiveness of sins. That's a foolish notion. And I want you to recognize that until the sin question is dealt with, there's a great barrier between you and God. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and the verse 25, Jeremiah 5, verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Men and women, the sins that we love cut off from us the bounty and the blessing of God. We will never know heaven unless our sins are forgiven. The things that you embrace with such relish now, my dear friend, things that you know are wrong, are cutting off heaven from you. They will keep you out of heaven and cast you down to everlasting hell. Remember, sin is an obstacle to obtaining God's favor. When we ask bread, we're to remember we need our sins forgiven before we can enjoy answers from God. One final thing, and I must be brief. As we receive our food, so we should receive forgiveness. Our food is the result of a wonderful process, a natural process, a process in which the sun from heaven, the rain from heaven, the wonderful workings of nature whereby growth is promoted. These are the agencies by which we receive our food. Do I pay for the sunshine? No. Do I pay for the rain? No. If we here in this part of the world were charged for the rain, boy, would we be out of pocket. But rain is free. The growth processes within the soil, free. Our daily bread comes to us as a gift from God in truth. And so is forgiveness of sins. The God of heaven provides for poor sinners free pardon through Jesus Christ our Lord. May you ask God through his Son Jesus for the forgiveness of sins today. Let me just conclude our broadcast with some verses from the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 21 and the verse 6. And here the Lord Jesus is speaking. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And then again in the next chapter, 22, and the verse 17, again it is the Lord Jesus Christ who speaks. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. God's pardon for sin is freely offered. You may freely receive it today. May you turn to Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.